Hey, it's Alex from Remote Work Life, and welcome to another episode. These episodes are dedicated to giving you quick tips based on my own experiences working on a remote basis and from interviews that I've had with other remote work experts, CEOs, and leaders. So I hope you're getting some value from these episodes. And if you want to get in touch to let me know about things that you want to hear about, then please, by all means, do that. But in today's episode, we're going to talk about creating a routine, a morning routine, to start the day on a positive note. Now, routine is an important part of remote work, for me at least anyway. Having a routine, having a rhythm in the day to get the work done that I need to get done, but also to take the breaks that I need to take and eat the meals that I need to eat is something that has become, I suppose, customary for me. It's not always been the case. I transitioned to remote work back in 2008, 2009, and I struggled. I have to admit, I struggled with starting on a positive note. I just threw myself straight into work. Didn't necessarily have a routine that I stuck to, and I had to make a conscious effort to make a routine, to make a morning routine. And at that particular point, it was more about exercise. It was about having a nutritious breakfast, deliberately having a nutritious breakfast. That was part of my routine, and that had to be, again, it had to be intentional. My routine has changed somewhat now since I've had a family. One of the big parts of my morning routine, at least anyway, is getting the kids ready for school and taking them on a school run. Another part of my routine may be saying a prayer in the morning with my wife as well. So yeah, I've incorporated things that are positive for me, for my morning routine. And I have to admit that I didn't always appreciate the value of being able to take my kids to school as part of my routine. And there was a point where I took it for granted. And it wasn't until I went back into the office and I couldn't take my kids to school that I realized the value and the positivity that stemmed from the school run. So yeah, just something that I had to think about. But here are a few tips for you. These are not necessarily all things that I do, but things that I've learned, things that that other people that I know do in order to start off the day on a positive note. So one of those things is exercise. So tip number one is exercise. So incorporating physical activity into your morning routine, such as a short workout or a morning walk to energize your body, get out in the open to start the day on a good note. That's number one. You might want to do that. Number two, again, not something that I do, but mindfulness practice. So engaging in mindfulness practices such as meditation, deep breathing, journaling, gratitude journaling, to promote mental clarity and a positive mindset. And in fact, journaling is something that I've started to do and something that's really given me a positive start to the day. And I don't just do it in the morning. I also do it in the evening. So number three, you might implement a nutritious breakfast, not just a bog standard breakfast, but prioritizing a nutritious breakfast that provides energy through the day. So, you know, not just having carbs, you may have, you know, add some nutritious fats to your breakfast or whatever it may be, fiber, fruits, for example, whole grains, lean proteins, etc. So nutritious breakfast is one way of starting the day on a positive note. And number four, again, not something that I necessarily stick to, but wellness rituals, which means considering incorporating wellness rituals into your morning routine, such as a quick session of yoga, a morning stretch, or a few minutes of quiet reflection to recharge your energy. So that's number four on the list. And number five on the list is positive affirmations. So starting the day with positive affirmations and intentions to set the tone for a productive day. And those positive affirmations don't necessarily just wouldn't necessarily just be written down. You might speak them out into the open so that you can feel good about what you're saying, and you can put it out into the atmosphere and say it with intention. So those are your five tips from me, or five pointers from me that you may use to take forward in order to start your day on a positive note. Are there any other things that you can think of that could be added to that list? Or what do you do to start your day on a positive note? Please let me know. And you can get in touch with me by connecting with me on LinkedIn. I've left my LinkedIn details in the show notes below. So please reach out. Or if you have any ideas for future episodes or future guests, then please let me know. But I just really want to wish you all the best. And if this episode has been useful to you, or you feel it might be useful to somebody else, please consider sharing the episode so it can reach as many people as possible. Or even if you left some feedback in the comments below, left a review, left a rating, that would be much, much appreciated as well. But until next time, I wish you all the best.